My name is Rachel Paginelle, and I'm a student at Ole Miss. My guest today is Miss Amelia Heretia, who is our housekeeper and has worked for my family for over 18 years. I choose to interview Amelia because she is good and a loving person, and I admire her hard work and dedication in becoming a U.S. citizen. How are you today?
Fine.
All right. So I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions. Let's start off with, where are you from?
I'm from Mexico.
Where in Mexico?
For San Luis Potosí.
Okay. How long have you been in the United States?
I've been here for over 48 years.
Okay. And then how old were you when you arrived here?
I was 17.
17. Wow. Growing up in Mexico, what was your childhood like?
Very happy on my childhood. I played with my friends and my family. It was sad when my mother passed away.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Okay. What was your one of your favorite things to do while you were growing up in Mexico?
I love to play volleyball.
Really? Volleyball? Okay.
And I love to, when our school take us April 30th. It's a child's day. They treat us, take some places, and they provide us with food, drinks. Ooh. And it's like a picnic.
A picnic?
But they take it like 2 hours or 3 hours from the city.
Uh-huh. On a bus?
Yes, on the bus. The teachers go with every grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the students, fourth grade to sixth grade.
First grade to sixth grade?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That seems really cool. How much education did you have in Mexico?
I went to fourth grade.
Fourth grade? Okay. All right. Was it important to your family for you to get educated?
Very important.
It was?
Because I think the education is like having a whole bunch of money in your pocket.
I got that. Yeah, I could see that. Was it hard for you to transfer from Mexico to the United States?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of paperwork to fill up.
Oh, I don't like paperwork. Did you know English when you came over to the United States?
No.
When did you learn English?
I had to go to school.
But you had to go to, like, English school?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It wasn't any in Spanish, so I don't have any choice. I had to learn English.
Well, now in the U.S., Spanish has become, like, a more popular language.
Yes, but when I came here, no Spanish. I mean, it was some Spanish, but not TV Spanish, not radio, you know.
Now I feel like I don't know Spanish,
yeah.
And when I worked at Ciro's, it was like all the people would talk to me in Spanish. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying. I was like, I need Amelia to be here to teach me teach me Spanish. So, was it difficult, the language barrier for you?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did it limit your employment opportunities?
Yes.
Was it hard for you to become a U.S. citizen?
Yes, because I went to special school to teach you all the government, all the history.
Mm-hmm.
You had to learn, you know, all the presidents.
Do you remember any of the presidents?
I remember some of it. Some of them already, you know.
I don't know
If somebody tell me, yeah.
I don't know the presidents, so I'm congrats.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to know, because when you go to get the citizenship, you have to learn, because you don't know what they're gonna ask, what question they're gonna ask you,
mm-hmm.
and if you fail, you don't pass it.
Do you have a second try?
Yeah, you get a second try.
Well, that's good, but you have to pass. Do you have to get like 100% accuracy?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What else was on the test?
I didn't remember right now. Uh-huh. It was so many years.
Oh. Were you like 17 when you got U.S. citizenship, or did it take a couple of years?
Yeah, it took a couple of years because first I learned, you know, English. And then, you know, I went to school to, you know, and then I went to school to, they gave me just a special to get a citizenship.
Wow. Do you think life here in the U.S. is better than life here in Mexico, or do you wish you could go back to Mexico, or?
Well, right now, see, I've been here 48 years, mm-hmm. and I like to go visit, but I know, you know, most of my family is here, and I'm already a citizen, and I'm,
you'd rather just stay here?
Yes, because I don't know anybody there.
Yeah, there's no point. Do you miss it?
No, because I didn't miss it because I was so young when I came over here.
True. Have you lived in Houston the whole time you've been here?
Yes, the whole time I live here.
You've been in Houston, Texas.
I didn't go anywhere else. What? I wish I would go somewhere so I can
see what it's like. Have you ever been to San Antonio?
No.
You and your husband need to take a trip to San Antonio. Yeah. See the Alamo. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'd like it, I feel like. What were some of your favorite foods that you like to cook from Mexico?
I like to cook buñuelos. Buñuelos, it's Mexican tradition that it's usually... You can cook any time, but usually the people cook on Christmas and New Year.
What kind of, what is it?
It's like tortilla, but it's crispy. And you can either eat with the honey or...
Is it like a dessert?
Yes.
Oh.
It's you can either eat with the honey or sugar and cinnamon.
What other kind of foods do you like to cook?
That's a good one, you know. Mole.
What is that?
It's you can cook with chicken or pork. It's a little bit spicy. Ooh. It's like red sauce.
Is that the things that get like wrapped? Mm? And the meat that gets wrapped?
No. This is like a very thick sauce.
It's a sauce?
Yeah, it has all kind of seeds. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seed, all kind of seeds that go there.
I've never heard of that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see how much time we have left. I don't know exactly how long this has to be. Okay.
It's almost like 15 minutes.
Yeah, we're good. So for the last question, I want to, kind of random, but if you won the lottery, what would you do with the money?
I will have a retired home for seniors.
You would do a retirement home with your money?
No, if I win the lottery.
Yeah, if you won the lottery, you would make a retirement home?
Yes.
Well, that's nice. You're doing something for the community. I would have just kept it, but, you know, that's nice. Would you live there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess that's it. Thank you so much, Amelia, for letting me interview you.
You're welcome.
I learned something new about Amelia. I learned that she is from Mexico. She grew up having so much fun with her brothers and sisters playing volleyball, but sadly, her mother died very young. And that it took a long time for her to become a U.S. citizen. It was such a great opportunity to interview her because now I know so much more things and I feel closer. It's so great to learn all the differences that someone that close to me has.